Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Roy St. John, and on August 8, 1974, in an evening televised address, President Richard M. Nixon announces his intention to become the first president in American history to resign. With impeachment proceedings underway against him, Nixon finally bowed to pressure to leave the White House.
My fellow Americans, I've been thinking about things quite a lot, and it seems that much of the House of Representatives and the Senate disapprove of my actions in tapping phones in Watergate. So, I've decided that I'm going to leave the presidency.
No, don't do it!
But that's not why.
Oh, okay.
It's not because I want to give up being all-powerful in this country and the most lauded and greatest American who's ever lived. It's because I really want a tattoo of myself and Machiavelli on my back. And I can't do that while I'm president. It wouldn't look presidential. So, effective immediately, I am announcing that I resign the presidency, effective noon tomorrow.
No!
Vice President Ford will assume my duties. Good night, and God bless me.
1 week later.
That sort of hurts.
All right, man, you're done.
Now I'm glad I have my tattoo. I think I'll go roll around in the dirt with joy.
No, listen. Man, you gotta take this ointment, you gotta apply it like 4 times a day or something, and you gotta make sure that you don't wear any, like, sticky cloth that'll get all stuck to your back.
Ha-ha! No, I don't.
You could get infected.
I'm a former president.
Dude, you could get infected. I'm just telling you, and now I gotta go in the back and take care of some other things, but, you know, have a good time.
Infections don't apply to me. I went to China. Now, into the mud. Blah! Ha 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 ha!
Hey, honey, can I get my navel pierced?
Sure. Now, wait a minute. What's this giant rat on my back? Why am I in pain? Blah! Ah! It's 1994. I'm dying!
And yes, Nixon lapsed into dementia and passed. It was very sad for all of America, but not as sad as you'll be if you get a tattoo or piercing and don't treat it properly. You could get infected, and you could lapse into dementia and pass. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.